RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Cookie Jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. How do you guys feel about Christmas pajamas, the matching sets?
I love it for the kids. The girls will all be matching. Jack and Teddy, and I actually will be matching with Jack and Teddy. I'm not comfortable with the couples matching pajamas. I just
So if I don't have kids, I can't do matching pajamas?
Oh, you can with your wife, but then are you doing manly pajamas or are you doing girly pajamas?
I think you're probably doing that classic
like plaid.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about red? Like a red and black or red and
you dress up the cat?
No,
you treat him like Is it him, right? Yeah, him. Like your kid.
Cats don't like
clothes
when you do that to them.
You know, put a little tiny hat on them. Christmas Santa hat.
Yeah, I'm all for the matching pajamas. We've never really done it totally like with the kids. The kids have always matched.
Yeah.
But this year I did buy full matching pajamas for everyone. So we're all going to match. And it's just plaid. It's like red and green plaid.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not, it's gender neutral.
Yeah.
Greg? I think it's a nice kind of team bonding kind of thing. I mean, the Lions wear the same uniform. Why don't we wear the same uniform on Christmas Day? I don't think I would want it to be seen in public with them.
The Lions wear the same uniform.
Throwback pajamas.
There you go.
Look, you do you on this one big time. I'm not the biggest fan of it. I like the uniqueness of everybody having their different kind so that you can talk about it or comments.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the girls love them because the girls love... because they get real comfy ones. I don't like the pajama bottoms. There's never been really one that I've liked very much, so that's probably my takeaway.
White Christmas or palm trees?
White Christmas. There's no question.
Yeah, this is an easy one. Definitely a white Christmas. I've had both. I've done Christmas away, and it just
doesn't have
the same feel. It doesn't have that magical feeling.
Yeah, look, if this is the binary world, one or zero, we're picking one extremely the other, it's got to be White Christmas. What do we grow up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a White Christmas, too. I mean, I can't imagine being in Florida for Christmas. That would just be bizarre to me. It looks like we're not going to have a White Christmas, despite what's going on out there. It's supposed to be 48 on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Oh.
Part of why I threw this in there, because it is magical. It just feels like Christmas when you wake up
magical.
And you've got... Yeah. And I like that we have all four seasons. I suppose the pushback is the roads are safer if we don't have snow.
You don't leave your house.
Yeah. My wife grew up in Southern California, and she would tell you the same thing. White Christmas is where it's at.
Right. This is an internet debate going on right now. Do chocolate chip cookies count as Christmas cookies?
Yes.
No!
And I asked the kids this last night. We were going through this. I wanted to get their reaction. Their reaction was very similar to yours. Here's what you have to do. It's all about the shape.
What? What, you're going to make it into a Christmas tree, John?
Yes. It's actually the example I used. You could cut it into a Christmas tree. You could cut it into a wreath. You could cut it into a snowman. And you could even get creative with where you put the chocolate chips.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Yeah. Hey, sugar cookies. Are those Christmas cookies?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, but what do? You cut them into Christmas shapes. Do you make sugar cookies the rest of the year?
I do understand you can buy sugar cookies all year round. They have the frosting and the sprinkles.
You can buy them or you could make them.
It is not Christmas without a sugar cookie.
I'm not saying eliminate the sugar cookie. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the question.
I know what you're saying, but I do not.
But chocolate chip cookies, 100%.
No, I don't agree.
When I'm digging into Santa Claus is going to have some cookies. He's going to get a chocolate chip cookie cut as a Christmas tree.
You're the guy that doesn't like faux meat that pretends to be meat. This would be chocolate chip cookies pretending to be Christmas cookies.
No. You are way off base on this one. That's not even a close comparison.
A Christmas cookie is your sugar cookie, and they specifically, you have the...
I'm not saying they're the best form of Christmas cookie. I'm saying they can be a Christmas cookie. You love twisting my words around, even on Christmas cookies.
John, trying to be inclusive here. No, this is, and
yes,
it's,
that's
you,
me.
You can frost them like that vanilla frosting, and then you put the little like the sprinkles that are red or green. That is Christmas time.
No, they're not Christmas cookies. Look, I'm just thinking of the regular round chocolate chip cookie, Cookie Monster, nom 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 kind of cookies. No, those are not Christmas cookies.
Okay, but if you saw one cut as a Christmas tree, would you be like, oh, that's a Christmas cookie?
No, I do not want to see a chocolate chip cookie on a cookie platter at this Christmas.
Well, then don't. You're not invited.
Fine, I wouldn't come anyway.
Tom?
You guys hammered it out. I'm with John.
Really?
Yeah, my man.
I want chocolate chip cookies. They're my favorite. I want them with the Christmas cookies.
Look, the compromise I could see would be if you did like an M&M's and they were like the Christmas M&M's. Like they were red and green M&M's in a cookie. But that's an M&M cookie, not a chocolate chip cookie.
Hey, you can put icing on top of a chocolate chip cookie. And then you can even put another cookie on top of that.
Okay, John.
You can eat chocolate chip cookies during Christmas time, but they're not Christmas cookies.
Thank you. All right, guys. Name an underrated Christmas movie. The challenge here is like don't say Christmas Vacation.
Right, yeah. No, I'm going to go with one of my favorites, one that Teddy loves as well. The kids have all loved it. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, I don't know.
To me, that's like a classic. That is up there with some of the best.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, every time I talk about that, everybody's like, wait, Tim Allen was in a Christmas movie? I'm like,
wait,
yeah.
Seriously? What? Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, Christmas Christmas with the Cranks would be another one.
That's more, I think that qualifies more than Santa Claus, because I think the Santa Claus is like, that's one we watch every year.
Oh, okay.
The one I came up with is one that I used to watch as a kid, and it's definitely not in like the main rotation. You can't find it on Netflix, or maybe you can, but it doesn't pop up. Prancer.
What?
Have you ever seen Prancer?
No.
I have, yeah.
Sam Elliott's in it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one.
It's a good movie.
Yes.
I'm going to say Red One came out on Prime last year, action comedy featuring The Rock.
Okay.
Little cheesy, sure, but not like safe, not as safe as like a typical kids Christmas movie. And he had me at J.K. Simmons as Jack Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Mine is Christmas with the Cranks. Tim Allen, Jamie Lee Curtis, Dan Aykroyd, they're going to cancel Christmas and their daughter decides to come home.
Yeah.
And it's chaos to try to get ready for Christmas. It's a fun movie. Christmas Chronicles is solid. I don't know if that's underrated.
That's a good one, too. I like that one as well.
But it's the first one only. The second one annoyed me.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell's phenomenal as Santa Claus.
I agree with that, yes.
Greg, mine also features J.K. Simmons. 2019 Claus. It's an alternate Santa story. This postman goes to a new island, finds this recluse who turns into Santa Claus once he starts delivering packages. Really good. Came out in 2019. Animated deal.
Yeah.
Claus.
You know what? Somebody just told us to watch that with the kids.
They'll like it.
That's what I've heard.
Yes.
I've never seen it, though.
The other one that my wife watched growing up that I had never heard of, Olive the Other Reindeer. Has anybody heard of this?
Olive the Other Reindeer.
Yeah, it's a playoff of the Rudolph song.
No. Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Never heard of it until I met her.
Oh, so Olive just never made the cut?
It's a dog named Olive that thinks Olive is the other reindeer and then sets forth for the North Pole to be the final reindeer to help Santa with the deliveries.
Huh. You guys are too young. Like, it came out in 1999.
Yeah, she watched it growing up.
I know.
What about Die Hard?
It's my rookie season in the league.
Are we going to do the Die Hard debate?
No, but see, Die Hard's not an underrated movie, and it's debatable whether it's a Christmas movie. Therefore, is it an underrated Christmas movie?
I don't think so, because it always runs. Somebody always runs it at Christmas time.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7, Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last question. Lions are playing on Christmas. We've discussed it before, but how is it actually going to impact your day?
In a minor way. Normally, we eat Christmas dinner right around 3:30 or 4. Instead, we're going to be eating Christmas dinner at 2 so that we're ready for the game. And some of that is the Lions playing. It's also... my roommate with the Redskins is going to be in town because his son plays for Northwestern for the game above. And so he and his family are going to join us for Christmas dinner. This is the first time we've had any visitors on Christmas Day.
It's a big deal.
It's going to be nice, though. Yeah. It'll be nice.
I haven't seen his kids since, probably 2006 or 7. So, yeah.
It will have a huge impact on my day. I mean, we do Christmas morning at our house. We'll still have the kids nap if they will nap. And then we go over to my mother-in-law's right around 4 o'clock.
Kickoff!
So then we do basically a whole nother Christmas. We do gifts, we do dinner, and apparently we do the game too.
You just have to time up the opening of the presents.
She doesn't want to have to move things around.
No, but you time it up. And so that when all of a sudden, hey, Jameson Williams is going in for that touchdown and you open your present, you're like, yes! Just what I wanted!
Zero. We're going to my brother-in-law's and visiting our nieces and nephews as well. And so, look, if I have some spare time when we get back home, yeah, we'll flip it on. But impacting the day, no.
Okay. Not at all. Not one bit. If food's ready and the game's going, I'm going to eat.
With the game on.
I'll find out. Yeah, it'll be on, but I won't be paying attention play-by-play, maybe. Oh, and wow. That's okay. I don't need to be in a moment. I'm not working the next day.
Okay. Yeah, I think the main event of Christmas is Christmas morning, which is going to happen well before kickoff.
Yes.
If you have young kids, you wake up, you do the whole thing. It's magical. It's wonderful. You exchange your gifts, and then you still got the rest of the day. It's not going to impact me at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to watching every play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.